Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain early on today, then sunny with our high nearing 98. Some scattered showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 97, and some scattered showers continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine in our high of 92, and rain likely Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says that he's gearing up for the presidential elections of 2024, along with off-season elections going into August through November of this year, and says that one of the biggest concerns has been election fraud, and the way to clean that up is to focus on elections at the local level.
Well, see, I think the best way to go about it is what the counties need. This is why I was so frustrated when the Democrats took over the Congress in D.C. They were trying to pass H.R. 1 and S. 1 because it was a federal in control of all elections. And Kansas has always been a state of best elections are run locally and funded locally. So if you're a smaller community and you can't afford these super fancy smanshy machines, that's fine. Some counties still have the old way. Remember, if you ever took your ACT, you color in the oval with a dark pen or a number two pencil. Some are on that system, which is fine because that's what they need. And the bigger counties that have more technology can afford it, and that provides additional security.
Good American Network News.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only for Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months end.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held another public meeting regarding the chemical spill in the city of Wichita, with many residents saying that they're still pretty frustrated about the situation and the lack of understanding.
I feel we were lied to, period, once again. It's either a hidden agenda or just a flat-out lie. That's all we ever get. And I'm tired of it.
That audio from Cake News, as Wichita City Councilman Brandon Johnson also said it didn't go well for the KDHE.
It didn't look like it went well towards the end. KDHE came with some information, and at the end, I think people were still frustrated and had some questions and wanted to get those questions out.
KDHE said that when it came to the Q&A portion, they told individuals to go to individual booths to ask specific questions to each organization.
Every time there's information that's given out, you know, it's just piecework. We need to hear it as a whole so it doesn't sound like someone is misleading or trying to keep secrets.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Those wanting to play some lottery games or gamble in some way, shape, or form, the state of Nebraska has announced that you can download some new apps on your phone, including the Jackpot app, allowing lottery players to play the Powerball, Mega Millions, Lucky for Life, Pick 3, and Pick 5 from the convenience of their mobile phone, tablets, or computers. According to the announcement from the Nebraska Lottery, they say there are some conveniences to not only having it on your smartphone or your tablets, but also it allows you to purchase your tickets, view your ticket order, and get notified automatically if you end up winning, along with receiving other prizes up to $500 instantly. The Nebraska Lottery has also announced that with the celebration of their launch of the new app, they are offering anyone 19 years or older their first lottery ticket for free if you end up downloading the app. And new players can receive a $2 lottery ticket by entering the code Nebraska at the checkout of their first order. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a proposal to contract for City Convention and Tourism Director combined with Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Wayne Cruzy's been hired on a six-month interim basis as Chamber Director, and additional funds for Tourism Director were requested. Administrative and Finance Committee had met previously with the groups to consider options, but left under the impression that any combined contract was not to take effect until 2024. The matter was tabled until Administrative and Finance Committee can meet again to consider a recommendation. A resolution was passed designating parking adjacent to the electrical vehicle charging station downtown near the Pony Express Plaza on 7th Street be marked and reserved for vehicles charging. Code enforcement requested three additional nuisance violations, which were passed along with condemnation resolutions for dilapidated garages at 708 Calhoun and 511 North 8th Streets. A bid received for manhole project on Highway 36 from Noack Construction was rejected, coming in nearly three times the engineer's estimate of $240,000. City will resubmit the bid request with some modifications at a later date. A bid was approved for rebuilding a sanitary sewer connection near the KDOT facility along U.S. 36 Highway, which has collapsed, at a cost of $153,000, which is just below estimates. A budget workshop is planned July 12th to consider final revisions with projects planned and establish a revenue neutral rate for publication. City administrator reminded of a program where residents may apply for funding toward concrete for sidewalk replacement, which meets the 5-foot ADA requirements and run parallel to city streets. Applications are on the city website and available at City Hall. Marysville Airport will be closed for 3 weeks beginning July 10th to accommodate repair work to the runway, which will be accomplished in two phases, each requiring a shutdown of operations except for emergency air ambulance. A recent kickoff for a fundraising campaign in Seneca that will fund restoration and maintenance efforts at the Pony Express Museum downtown was announced. The funding will allow replacement of windows and work restoring brick and masonry on the 142-year-old building, which has served as a museum since 1996. Windows estimated at $60,000 and masonry at $45,000. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been recognized as a top 20 critical access hospital for 2023. This is the third year in a row CMH has received this honor. Only one other hospital in Kansas received the distinction this year. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, running through Saturday with free carnival rides Thursday evening. Compliments of Landall Company celebrating 60 years in business, handing out wristbands 5:30 till 8:30. With rides from 6 until 10 p.m. Thursday. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain live Thursday evening. Two big parades Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Among other activities continuing with the Days of 49 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. George W. Stout, age 65, of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for George Stout. Harold D. Singleton, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday from 4 until 6, at the Patton Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Harold Singleton. Hilda Rose Cook, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elder Rose Cook. Isaiah S. Weirs, age 22, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly June 23rd. Funeral service Friday at 1 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Thursday evening 6 until 8 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Isaiah Weirs. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cherries. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, wheat roll, rice, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And some showers are possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers will continue off and on throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers become more likely throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers continue into Saturday, staying a bit cooler, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then scattered showers continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. A slight chance for some rain Sunday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 67, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Cloudy overcast again this morning. It's 71 degrees. Let's check the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of June. KNDY News time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
An interleague clash of baseball frontrunners. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a battle of two first-place teams in Phoenix, the D-backs got the better of the Rays, blasting four home runs. Corbin Carroll getting things started early. Bottom first.
3-2, swing, high fly ball, center field and deep. Siri back onto the track, turns. That one is off the wall. It's gone. Three-run home run.
The call on KMVP, the Diamondbacks doubled up the Rays 8-4. The Braves had a home run party of their own, hosting the Twins. Ronald Acuna Jr. leading off the bottom of the first. Bravos down 1-0.
First pitch is hit hard. Right center, arcing back toward that wall, chasing it is Taylor. That ball is out of here.
Call on 680 AM The Fan. The Braves hit five homers in the first two innings en route to a 6-2 win over the Twins. Rangers-Tigers tied at 3 in Arlington until the bottom of the eighth.
Swing and a drive down the left field line. Fair ball. Yes, it is. Ezekiel Duran.
Call on 105.3 The Fan. Ezekiel Duran breaking the tie. The Rangers piled on four more on their way to an 8-3 decision over Detroit. Matt McClain doubled home a run and blasted a home run, leading the Reds past the Orioles 3-1. Since he takes back first place in the NL Central because the Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Shohei Ohtani continues his MVP season. After hitting a home run in the first, he did it again in the bottom of the seventh with the Halos up 2-1 on the hapless White Sox.
He hits well out in the left center field. It's carried deep out there, and this one is out of here.
Ohtani's major league leading 28th homer, the call on KLAA. Angels beat the White Sox 4-2. Dodgers shut out the Rockies 5-0. Giants blanked the Blue Jays 3-0. Marlins rout the Red Sox 10-1. Former Arkansas quarterback Ryan Mallett, who spent 7 years in the NFL, has died at the age of 35 in an apparent drowning in Florida. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley Tempur-Pedic and LG Purple mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277 with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery with free shipping to your home on all products over $499. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Wednesday, June the 28th. So before we get going on this Wednesday, let's check back in on yesterday. Here's how your Tuesday finished. July corn finished at 623, down 14 and a quarter. September corn, 556 and a quarter. Down 27 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for July. Final price, 837 three quarters. Down 28 and three quarters. September, Kansas City wheat, 839 and a half. Final price, down 28 and three quarters. Oats for July. Final price, 385. Down six and a quarter. September oats, $4 and a half. Final price, that's down seven and a quarter. July soybeans, $14.95, down 26. August soybeans, $13.95 and a half, down 29. Cotton for July, $77.64, final price, up 57 cents. October cotton, $76.51, down 65 cents. Live cattle for June, final price, $179.30, up $1.60. High, $179.55, low, $177.90. Live cattle for August, $172.50, up $1.90. High, $172.62.5, low, $170.82.5. Feeder cattle for August, $232.50, up $4.82.5. High, $239.07, low, $235.75. Feeder cattle for September, $241.97.5. Now, that's how your Tuesday finished. Coming up, we'll be covered on this Wednesday all day long right here. This is the Mid-America Ag Network.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse
Trailer. Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month, from Oldie Dairy Farms, family-owned and operated since 1955. Strengthening lives through ag production with Oldie Family Farms. Washington Veterinary Clinic, providing the best quality and preventive care for your pets and livestock for over 60 years. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axel, a family-owned farm for over 30 years. Thank a dairy farmer today during National Dairy Month. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months. K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses potato leaf hoppers and how they can damage alfalfa fields this summer. Knowing what potato leaf hoppers are, how they are a threat to alfalfa fields, and who to contact to learn more about crop damaging insects are things Whitworth discusses. There are signs that potato leaf hoppers have been feeding on alfalfa in soybeans.
Every year they come into Kansas between the first and second swathing of the alfalfa. The problem is a lot of the alfalfa is just now being swathed. So as these potato leafhoppers come in, they're going to lay eggs in the stems. The leafhopper eggs are going to hatch, and the nymphs, the little tiny ones, are going to be feeding on that alfalfa for the next 2 or 3 weeks or before it's swathed again. But they will be here sucking juice out of the alfalfa. And soybeans, the thing about soybeans, are really easy to see in soybeans, but they really don't do any damage. In alfalfa, that's the problem. They can damage alfalfa in two different ways. Number one, they suck the juice out of the plant, so that can be a problem. They also introduce a toxin into that plant. That characteristically will cause the leaves starting at the edge to turn yellow, and that yellowing can go down the leaf, all the way down the stem, all the way down the plant. If there's enough feeding and if it's dry enough, they can actually kill the plant.
Whitworth reviews the treatment threshold for potato leaf hoppers.
The treatment threshold is really low. If most people use a sweep net when they go out with alfalfa. If you have 1 or 2 per 10 sweeps, that probably indicates you need to consider cutting if you're within 7 to 10 days of swathing, just cut it. I've never seen them reinfest a field after it was swathed or spray it with a labeled insecticide.
He discusses how to use sweep testing when scouting your fields.
Sweep sampling with nets. Generally, if you take insect net out, that's a great way to determine if the insect pest is present. Not necessarily if you need to treat. But what we do is we go out and use nets, and if we find some, then we go back and we do the stem count method where you pick stems off and shake them in a bucket. But nets are a great way to get out and determine if the pest is present. With potato leafhoppers, they're so active, that's really the only way you have of getting out and determining if there's a treatment threshold that you've reached or not.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing the crop insect and how it can damage fields this summer. Contacting a local extension agent can help identify potato leaf hoppers that can be an annoyance or damage fields. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be no sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Again, no sale Thursday, June 29th. For upcoming sales, check their website,
Contact the Marysville Sale Barn or any of their fieldmen. No sale at Marysville Livestock this Thursday.
Your smartphone camera is helping scientists classify elusive cloud types. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 28th, the 179th day of the year. Comedian and actress Gilda Radner was born on this day. The classifications we have for clouds, stratus, cumulus, and so on are due to a work called the International Cloud Atlas, first published in 1896. We wonder if you're familiar with some of the newer entries. Aspiratus is the name for massive clouds that undulate like ocean waves. A structure that looks like a rolled-up carpet is called volutus. And if you've ever seen what looks like a hole punch in the sky, you'll now know it's called a cavum cloud. These cloud types aren't really new to the world, but smartphone cameras have made documentation easier. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and sign up for our free newsletter online. Just go to almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, Wichita State University head baseball coach Brian Green will have to replace one more set of shoes as utility player Peyton Tolley, who was on Wichita State's baseball team last year, is heading to Fort Worth to play for TCU, which he announced on Tuesday. Well, taking a look at the Angels, as Ohtani has been on a hot streak here lately, hits two home runs last night, K's 10 in the win as the Angels beat the White Sox 4-2. Well, the Kansas City Royals are playing the Cleveland Guardians, and Guardians manager Terry Francona had to go to the local hospital to undergo precautionary tests after feeling poorly before the team's game Tuesday night against Kansas City. He'll remain in the hospital overnight. That's a look at your sports here on Kansas Mid-America Network.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.
I knew a man.